With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More fallout from the campus demonstrations. Former California GOP Congressman John Campbell.
This is within the last, I want to say, almost 8 years or so, 10 years, something like that, that this kind of activity could come up and not be universally shunned, universally just repulsed.
Campbell says the behavior is really shocking.
You don't just beat up people because they're Jewish. You don't keep them out of universities because they're Jewish. You just don't do this sort of thing. And it's been that way since 1945. And now it's coming back the other way, and it's thoroughly disgusting.
Campbell appearing this week on the Salem Radio Network. The death count in Oklahoma is now 4 in wake of the tornado that swept through Hughes County. One of the dead, a small child. Dozens have been hurt. And more tornadoes wreaking havoc throughout the nation's midsection. Forecasters now say flood watches and warnings are in effect. Some states could see more tornadic activity. Reports of tornadoes on the ground in and near Waco, Texas. Also at SRNnews.com, Biden campaign says it has no plans to leave TikTok despite a government security concern about the social media platform. We have more from Greg Clugston.
President Biden's signing of legislation that could ban TikTok in the U.S. runs counter to his campaign's embrace of the platform. Despite the new law and a current TikTok ban on federal devices, the Biden campaign says it would be silly to leave the platform. Critics say it's hypocritical for the administration to acknowledge national security concerns while the president uses the technology for campaign purposes.
And this is SRN News. A new look at religion and politics.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that the two parties' greatest strengths have to do with faith. For the GOP, its greatest advantage lies with evangelical Christians, 85% of whom support the party. Meanwhile, Democrats have a huge advantage with atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion, 70% of whom vote Democrat. In fact, only black voters are more loyal to the Democratic Party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in several Democratic-leaning states are now working on legislation to punish libraries that prevent youngsters from obtaining pornographic books. Washington and Maryland legislatures have already passed such measures, as did Illinois last year. Laws will withdraw state funding from any library that removes a book because a parent complains about it. This is SRN News. University of Virginia taking action over hazing claims.
Those concerns have prompted the school to terminate one local fraternity and suspend three others on its Charlottesville campus. The school said the Pi Kappa Alpha chapter engaged in serious hazing behavior. Justin Buck is executive vice president of Pi Kappa Alpha National. He said in a statement released to news outlets that the chapter was expelled for a minimum of 4 years. The university says it has suspended the local chapters of Kappa Sigma, Theta Chi, and Sigma Alpha Mu as investigations continue. John Scott reporting.
Buckingham Palace says that King Charles III will resume public engagements this week. That for making what they call encouraging progress in his ongoing battle with cancer. Sources say it's still not clear just how much longer, though, he'll be undergoing treatments. More details at SRNnews.com.